Can you hear?
No. No, it's on the mic and stuff.
What?
Now you can hear. Okay. Now, someone asked what was the name of the program. It's Super Matchup with Thoroughmation. Tom did a good job of showing you some of the features of this program. The Thoroughmation, and shows you how that it really truly works. And there is some hidden energy that is in the program. It's called a velocity program, but it does have some hidden energy. It does predict a variant to a certain extent. Has the same adjustments as energy. Has the instant free play. And some of the other features of EXDC. A number of people have asked which of the programs with Thoroughmation is the best. They're all good, as you can see. I think that Howard is recommending EXDC, which is an improvement of energy. The EXDC program, we've taken the variegate from energy, because you predict the variegate or how the race is going to set up and run with the use of the instant preplay. I wanted to show you some of the features of the EXDC. The KGen is the same KGen that we've had, except Thoroughmation is on it. There are some improvements. The input-output screen, the load erase menu, and a record keeper. Now, people have had a few problems with the record keeper. The reason is that they're erasing or making a mistake and erasing or causing to erase the results or the records from the disk. And once this is gone, it won't work. If Spencer would load the EXDC, we're going to load the...
Which one, Tommy, is the Dreamer's Cup? That one I made a face on.
Okay, we're going to load the Breeders' Cup 6 race. What page is that in the manual?
58.
Page 58. Now I'm going to show you a little voodoo. I created a pace line for Azari. Now folks, these races, these Breeders' Cup races that are in this manual, were worked before the races. These are not something that we did after the fact. We worked these races and laid them on the table. We put in a $32 pick 7 and then a $12 pick 7. On the $32 one, we hit 4, and on the $12 one, we hit 3. Way us Okies figure, we thought we had 7. Tom McCray can attest that this line on Azari was in the computer before the race was run. And I'm going to tell you how I got this, but now before we go into this race, Spencer, if you'll go to the input-output screen below the race, if you turn lights down, we'll... When you stop, when you get to the load race menu.
That's where I am now. Is that too far?
Well, I wanted to see the load race first. I'm going to show the features of this program as we go through.
Okay.
I'll bring it back around. This is EXDC. These races were worked from the racing times because we got them about 2 or 3 days in advance. Okay, you that have used Energy and KGen are familiar with screens. Number two is load a file from the disk. This shows race 1 through 9. It's a point and shoot menu. Now, first thing is that these races must be saved as race 1, no space, RACE 1, race 2, race through 9, now no space between them. You can display all files on those disks. Say you have a data disk, shows all of the races, and you may load it manually. They can be loaded from the point and shoot menu if they're saved as race 1 through 9, or load manually. In this instance, Breeder Cup 6, we must load manually. Kinetic generator, it goes through the kinetic generator. So we'll just go through the kinetic. Any scratches? No. Input, output, add or review horses? Yes. Going to look at the input, output screen. Now, as you'll see, Azari. Now, you'll notice that these times are in like 45.9, 47.3. As I said, these are racing times. Azari was given 0 beat lengths, 8.5, 46, 111.5, 143.6. And how did I get this? I got this through deceleration factor. How a horse decelerates. If you'll notice on the past performance of Azari, I thought the 127 furlong was exceptionally fast. I didn't use it, but I know that he's a fast horse. A 105 and change, or 5.5 furlong. 58 and change for a 5 furlong. So I merely subtracted the 58 from the 105 and get a 7 deceleration factor. These were good, it came off of a good track, came off of a foreign track, and I take about 3 or 4 fifths from this, and I say that his deceleration factor is 6.2. And this is normal for 5.5 furlong, 6.2 or 6.3. Now you take the 6.3 and add it to the 105. You have a 111, and I made it 111.5 because I brought the 2/5 or whatever it was back up. Now I work from either end using the 6.1 and the 6.2. I go backwards, find about equivalent to a 46. Don't worry too much about the math. I know what basically it is. Horses that run 111 run a basic second call at 40, first fraction 46. And you keep adding for, now this is a half a furlong. The deceleration factor is about a 6.1 or 2 and gives him a final time of 143.6. He won these races. I'm not sure how the horse runs. I'm not sure that he goes wire to wire. I'm not sure that the times are absolute. So I give him zero big lengths all the way through. Now I did this on all foreign horses except the horse that won the first race, the sprint. I did not put that horse into the computer. I told Tom that I felt before the race was run that the only horse that had a shot, I matched it up, to beat Housebuster was this foreign horse that won the race. I didn't bet it. I bet Housebuster. Now, you can see this. Let's go on, Spencer. Go on. Let's go on. Let's go on. Now, in this, let's look at number two, the projector. Now, people, let me tell you something. Look here, we get about a 6.5 in a round as the deceleration factor. So I can look at these and see basically and know what they are. So I know I'm pretty accurate as a 6.2. This isn't needed. This is something that I put in the program. This is something that you will never use. There isn't any way to use it except what I did so that you will find out a basic deceleration pattern of horses that are involved in a distance switch. Okay, next. 6.7, you can see that some are more than others. 6.3 and a 6.4. So you can see I was pretty close.
Is high better?
I'm sorry,
is high better?
There ain't no good or better. This is a deceleration. How much the horse decelerates? It's meaningless.
Except in situations, I can stretch this horse out and see that he would run, add the 6.4 to the 144. I know what he would run. At 1 1/8, I know what he would run all the way up to a marathon by adding this deceleration factor plus a fifth here for added distance. I can look at it, and I can take the horse back and see what he would run. At a five, five and a half. And from this, I can get a half a mile. This was just a working man's tool that was put on this program that I never took out. You never really have to look at it unless you want to learn this procedure. Now, the secret is, once you have established a deceleration pattern and pretty well know what it is, how many play the Florida tracks? What happens in turf races, Marshall?
Yeah.
No internal fractions. Here you are. You can put internal fractions. You can manufacture internal fractions. Now, I'm not a bit afraid to do this. If I know a final time of any distance, I can voodoo any other time. So now, honestly, it's meaningless. It has nothing to do with high or low. It's a feature of the program. Now, Spencer, let's go on. Let's go on. Now, let's go on. Let's go on. Let's go on. Yes, for add or review. They're all at 8.5. Okay, let's go on. Now, let's go on. Automatic project. Too fast, go back. Automatic project, yes. Now, this goes back and allows you to save it to the disk as you originally entered it. Say you've got 7, 7.5, 8, all of these, and you want to save it. Say, hey, I don't want to automatic project yet. I want to save it as I originally took it off of the pace lines. This gives you that opportunity. The feature of this automatic project is from a sprint to a sprint. Say from a 5.5 furlong, it will not do fives. 5.5, it'll take it all the way to a 7.5. It will back up from a 7.5 down to a 5.5. It will take sprinters into 9.5 furlongs. It will take all routers from 8 furlongs up, but it will not take a router into a sprint. For the very reason is, the race that Tom Brohammer went over, people would have put that horse in. And that, people, was a slow horse. Horse that runs 48 on the lead in a route is not going to outbreak and outrun seasoned sprinters. That's the reason that you must make that decision. Okay, now, are there any questions of how I manufactured this pace line? All right, let's go right on through the program. Now, this takes you back and look at it. Like I say, this was an 8.5. We're going right on through to thormation. These are little windows that tell you how to adjust Just because it says, don't do it. But it does. All right, now, let's go right on through. We're going to automatic adjust. Now, here we're going to run the horses on the screen first.
It won't show number 9.
Number 9 is running the horses on the screen. Got Bertrano, Star, Fry, Look, and Azari. Now remember, there he is. Showed him, it's showing him to run a little bit early because remember he was put in as 000 beaten lengths. Okay? But let's run it again, Spencer. Now they talk about this horse. I don't like to call him a horse of the year, horse of the day. Because I have my horse of the year, Black Tie Affair. But now watch him jump out. Watch this move that this horse makes that he really truly made in the race. All right. Now, how's this race going to set up and run? We know that we're looking at Azari and Bert. We want to find the instant pre-play screen that matches the order of finish. Azari, Bert, and Look. Okay? That's what we're looking for. Now this is going to predict our variegate. Okay? Azari, Bert, and Look. What does it say? EXDC, which is other than sustained, okay? Not early, other than sustained. Energy expenditure. It could be presser or completely wire to wire, but it's other than sustained. Now, how did this race in actuality run? Ran a little bit as a presser, but it didn't run completely sustained. All right, next screen. Now, does this screen match the order of finish as Thurimation? So then this is your contra screen. Okay? Contra. Sustained. So we know that this race is going to run other than sustained. Okay, let's go right on through into this. Other part of the program. You'll recognize some of this as based upon energy. You that have used the energy. Let's go right on. Your UXR, the SMUV, the EMUV. Okay. Now, the rankings, the MUV, all of these things you're familiar with. The ones that have used energy. Okay. Next screen. Now we have not paragons, but paradigms. We have a presser-type paradigm that has been added. See, we took energy, we couldn't throw energy away. It's a beautiful program. But what did people have problems with? Which paragon to use? The variegate? Basically, the adjustment? Now, this has been improved, people. Who is the best horse other than sustained? Azari. And he shows up even sustained. Didn't it show look as the best sustained on the instant replay? Now, how many, based upon this, would have bet Azari had they been able to do the deceleration factor? How many would have had the exacta with Bertrano? Okay. Now, you can see the readouts. See how the program was used. I'll go through it again. I want to have Tom McRae say something about the deceleration factor. He has used it and used it quite a bit as a testing before it was put into the program. Tom?
Jim sprung that on us about last November, and Tony Russ and I have used it and still use it on a hand calculator. People, it will get the races within 2/5 of a second 90% of the time. When we put Black Tie up there, we projected his pace, projected the race, and was within 2/5 of the winning time. It is that accurate, and it will work.
If you want to know the procedure to be able to do this, Tom will explain, and you can write it down.
What are you going to do? Sprint?
Let's do a sprint. Light. This way you can do your own if you don't know a deceleration factor.
All right, then.
Okay, let's say we've got a, for instance, a 6-furlong sprint today. And we've got a horse that ran 5.5. Okay, now, we're going to talk in half furlongs when we're talking about stretching this 5.5 horse out. Okay, how many half furlongs have we got to go to get to 6? Okay. All right, what we're going to do is take our time at 6 furlongs. Let's say it's a 1:10. Final call. Convert that over. Take that 60 seconds and convert it and make it a 70. Okay, somebody give me a time for a 5.5. 105. What's a 105? 65. Okay, you subtract the 65 from the 70. Okay, now this one's real easy. You add the 5 to your 105. Because that's 1 half furlong.
So we got a 65, add 5, and you know what, he can run a 7.
Okay. Now let's take this and make it a 7-furlong race using the 6-furlong horse. And we got a 1:10. Final time again. Okay. How many more half furlongs do we have from 6 to 7? Okay. All right. Let's go back a step. Let's go back to our 4-furlong call and make it a 45. Okay. Give me a final time for a 7-furlong. 122. And this one we're going to do a little different. Take the 122, which would be a 82. Everybody follow that? 60 seconds from the 1, add it to the